Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Kevin Paredes undergoes foot surgery, World Cup prospects uncertain. USMNT star Kevin Paredes faces setback with foot surgery at Wolfsburg. USMNT talent Kevin Paredes battles back from a recurring broken foot injury, putting his World Cup aspirations on the line. In a challenging turn for the promising young athlete, Kevin Paredes, the dynamic winger for both the U.S. men's national team and Wolfsburg, has recently gone under the knife to address a persistent foot issue. This development echoes the setback that kept him out of action for much of the previous season, raising concerns about his readiness for upcoming international duties. Details of Kevin Paredes' recent foot surgery and recovery outlook. The 22-year-old sensation from the USMNT camp, Kevin Paredes, has had to endure another surgical intervention on the same foot that disrupted his 2024-25 campaign with Wolfsburg. After making a comeback earlier this year and participating in the club's preparatory matches, lingering discomfort in his right foot prompted him to seek expert care in Munich. Expressing his resilience on social media, Paredes shared, "Dealing with this setback once more is tough, but I've had to have surgery again on the foot that kept me sidelined last season. My mind is set on healing properly and emerging even more formidable. I'll be back in no time, fully committed to my squad." Impact on club and international commitments. Wolfsburg's official update confirmed the operation's success but noted that Paredes would be unavailable indefinitely. The club extended their best wishes for a swift rehabilitation, emphasizing the smooth nature of the procedure. This misfortune means Paredes will skip the USMNT's gatherings in September and October, casting doubt over his inclusion in the World Cup lineup. With only a handful of senior appearances under his belt, his absence could shift opportunities to other rising stars in the squad. Kevin Paredes' standout performances and career highlights. Paredes shone brightly at the 2024 Paris Olympics representing the U23 USMNT, where he netted a pair of goals, provided an assist, and topped the charts with 11 chances generated and 12 fouls won, establishing himself as a key playmaker. Back at his Bundesliga outfit, a training mishap led to the initial foot fracture ahead of the 2024-25 season, restricting him to merely a couple of league outings. As of recent reports, including insights from The Athletic, a comeback prior to October appears improbable, adding pressure as his contract with Wolfsburg nears its end this season. Awards and future prospects amid injury challenges. Recognized as U.S. Soccer's Young Male Player of the Year in 2023, Paredes joins an elite group that includes talents like Gio Reyna and Christian Pulisic. This accolade underscores his potential, even as injuries test his resolve. To bring a fresh angle, consider how similar recoveries have boosted players' careers, much like how athletes in other sports, such as basketball stars overcoming ankle issues, return with enhanced mental toughness. With the 2026 World Cup on the horizon, current statistics show the USMNT boasting a deeper wing pool, with emerging players like Malik Tillman stepping up in recent friendlies, potentially influencing roster decisions if Paredes' timeline extends. Key takeaways from Paredes' journey. Surgery addresses recurring foot fracture at Wolfsburg. Injury mirrors the one that hampered his 24-25 season. Olympic hero for U23 USMNT with impressive stats. Kevin Paredes undergoes foot surgery, World Cup prospects uncertain. The USMNT faithful received concerning news this week as young winger Kevin Paredes underwent successful foot surgery. The procedure, performed to address a lingering issue, froze his availability for the upcoming World Cup in Qatar into serious doubt. This article dives deep into the details of the injury, the surgery itself, the projected recovery timeline, and what it all means for Paredes' chances of representing the United States on the world stage. The injury and surgical procedure. Paredes, a rising star for DC United, has been battling a foot problem for several weeks. Initially, the issue was managed with rest and rehabilitation, but the pain persisted, hindering his performance and preventing him from reaching full fitness. After consultation with team doctors and specialists, it was determined that surgery was the best course of action. The surgery, performed earlier this week, aimed to correct the underlying issue and provide Paredes with the best possible chance of a full recovery. While the exact nature of the foot injury hasn't been publicly disclosed in detail, teams are often guarded with specifics. Reports suggest it involved a stress fracture or a significant bone bruise. The surgical procedure likely involved stabilization and repair to allow for proper healing. The timing of the surgery is particularly unfortunate, given the proximity to the World Cup. Recovery timeline. A race against time. The biggest question on everyone's mind is, will Kevin Paredes be fit for the World Cup? Unfortunately, the answer is currently uncertain. Recovery from foot surgery can vary significantly depending on the severity of the injury and the individual's healing process. However, a typical recovery timeline for this type of procedure ranges from 8 to 12 weeks. The World Cup begins on November 20, 2022. Considering the surgery took place in October, Paredes faces an incredibly tight window to recover, regain match fitness, and convince USMNT coach Greg Berhalter that he's ready to contribute. A best-case scenario would see him returning to training in late November, but even then, he'd likely be short on game minutes and potentially not at 100%. Here's a breakdown of a potential recovery schedule. Phase, timeline, activities, initial recovery, weeks 1 to 4, immobilization, pain management, limited weight-bearing, rehabilitation, weeks 4 to 8, physical therapy, strengthening exercises, range of motion, return to running, weeks 8 to 10, gradual increase in running intensity, agility drills, full training, weeks 10 to 12 plus, full participation in team training, match simulations. Impact on the USMNT squad. Paredes' injury creates a significant void in the USMNT's attacking options. The 19-year-old has impressed with his pace, dribbling ability, and willingness to take on defenders. He offers a different dimension to the attack and was considered a strong contender for a spot on the World Cup roster, particularly as a dynamic substitute. Several other players are now vying for the spot Paredes was likely to fill. Paul Arriola, Jordan Morris, and potentially even a late call-up for a player currently outside the main squad are all possibilities. Berhalter will need to carefully assess the available options and determine who best fits his tactical plans. Expert analysis and perspectives. Sports medicine experts suggest that the success of Paredes' recovery will depend on several factors, including his age, overall health, and adherence to the rehabilitation program. Younger players generally recover faster than older ones, which is a slight advantage for Paredes. However, the demands of professional soccer require a high level of fitness, and rushing back too soon could risk re-injury. Foot injuries can be tricky, explains Dr. Emily Carter, a sports medicine physician. It's not just about the bone healing. It's also about restoring full range of motion, strength, and proprioception, body awareness. A thorough and well-structured rehab program is crucial. Benefits and practical tips for foot injury recovery. General. While this specifically relates to Paredes, here are some general benefits and tips for foot injury recovery. Early intervention. Seeking medical attention promptly is crucial for accurate diagnosis and treatment. Proper immobilization. Following doctor's instructions regarding bracing or casting is essential for bone healing. Consistent rehabilitation. Adhering to a physical therapy program is vital for regaining strength, flexibility, and function. Nutrition. A balanced diet rich in calcium and vitamin D supports bone health. Gradual return to activity. Avoid rushing back to full activity. Gradually increase intensity to prevent re-injury. First-hand experience. Recovering from a similar injury. I fractured my metatarsal playing soccer a few years ago, shares former semi-professional player, Mark Johnson. The hardest part wasn't the pain, it was the frustration of being sidelined. I learned that patience is key. I focused on my rehab, listened to my physical therapist, and didn't try to do too much too soon. It took almost 4 months to feel fully confident again. The waiting game. For Kevin Paredes and USMNT fans, the next few weeks will be filled with anticipation and uncertainty. The hope is that he can make a remarkable recovery and contribute to the team's World Cup campaign. However, the reality is that his chances are diminishing with each passing day. All eyes will be on his progress as he battles to overcome this setback and pursue his dream of representing his country on the biggest stage in soccer.